Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
To the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having a good friend, Sam Norwood, back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now over 12 years. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's the guy who polls hundreds of business managers just like you and me across the country to ask them what's going on in the economy in their world this month and the next, and what they think is happening for the next 2 months, and he puts it into a report called a Tatum Survey of Business Index of Business Conditions. And we're the happy beneficiary. Every month Sam joins us and brings us this report, and we're always glad to see Sam, but we're not always glad to see his report. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, we've been doing this so long, I feel like we're growing old together, but I love it every time. It's a great pleasure to visit and to bring this report, because we poll our partners within Tatum all over the country in all these industries each month and ask them what's changed. And so we pick up the trend and what's doing better, what's doing worse, what's staying about the same. We have a list of all these questions that are consistent each month, and so we get a consistent flow, and we see it monthly, where most reports are like quarterly, and by the time you see them, it's sort of out of date. And anyway, ours is right up to date. It's where the rubber meets the road.
Well, exactly. But starting out, the last month of your report shows that things were kind of sideways, and they don't look too pretty going forward.
No, that's interesting. In any fundamental large wave, let's say a secular wave, a multi-year wave like we've been on, in a gradual, ever so gradual recovery for now 3 years, you have these ups and downs within the wave. It looks like to us that this past 30 days was very similar to the previous 30 days in gradual growth, but the clouds are on the horizon for the next 60 days. We don't look out beyond 60 days, but we ask how things are going relative to a month ago in your outlook for the next 60 days, and it does not look so pretty. We're not ready to conclude that the growth is over, not by any means. But this month we'll have to report to you that there are indications that the coming 60 days may be weaker than what we've seen in recent months.
Well, and Sam, when you think about this, in the last three quarters, the fourth quarter of last year and the first two of this year, the GDP growth was barely 1%.
Yeah,
and up for all three. And when you're talking about going forward into the second half of this year, and that number being negative, as you show here on your chart, that's not good news. That's the number. That's not just the number we don't like. That's the trend we don't like.
Well, here's to be clear about this. We're measuring, when we show a down arrow, it means that it is worse than it was when we looked at this same question a month ago. It doesn't mean that it's on an absolute basis down. It just means that it's not as good or as positive as it was, let's say, a month ago. So a down arrow means, you know, it's a change, but not necessarily absolutely down. Just not as good as it was a month ago.
Right.
And so it still may be okay, but we don't like the looks of what we see in overall business conditions the next 60 days, and particularly in employment and capital expenditures.
Right. Well, Steve, the thing about it is the recession has been over for 4 years.
Yeah.
Whatever whatever toxins were in the marketplace, this economy, the U.S. economy, should have already washed those, cleaned those toxins out. We should be on a new footing. We should be, you know, retooling, resetting, and we're just not doing it. And I'm going to call it like it is. The reason is because of policies coming out of Washington, D.C. I've never seen a time when government policies was capable of holding back the U.S. economy. What do you think?
Well, you almost, as a business person, you almost have to ignore them because if you look at a government that is not encouraging to business, it can get downright depressing. But we look at what our customers are saying, and if they're buying, that's good. So we focus on what we're doing in our own business.
We're going to take a quick break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.